left off yesterday, we were in the middle of a discussion. The Mishnah had said that if a guy makes a tanai in his get, that it's almanas that she's mishamish his father, almanas that she nurses his son, so she has to nurse him so on the nursing case, she has to nurse him for 2 years, or Rabbi Yehuda says for 18 months. So the Gemara asks the Stira that we have a brisa that if she's mishamish the father or meinik the son for even a single day, it would be a valid get. That's considered a kiyumat tonight. So the Gemara had a number of approaches. We went through all three approaches very quickly yesterday, but just to review quickly, the first approach was Rav Chisda said that it could be that it's not a stira at all, rather it's a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel, because we know that we had previously that if a person makes a tanai, if the husband makes a tanai, that you have to return my itzalus to me. So Rav Shimon Gamliel had said that you don't have to return the itzalus itself, you can give the money in its place. You can give the value of the itzalus in its place. So it could be that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel, where obviously what's the logic? Why can you give the money? Because the guy doesn't care about his itzalus. The guy cares that he get the equal value. He's worried about being compensated. So all he was worried about is practically doing what he needs to do. So in the case, so he would be the author of our Mishnah, who would say kol zman that the child needs to be nursed. So the husband wants the woman to be nursing him. 1 day would not suffice. Whereas the brisa of the Rabbanan who say no, it's talus dafka. You said you want to be nursed. He was nursed. That's it. Yeah, got 1 day of nursing, and that would be good enough. The Gemara's second approach was the exact opposite of that. Was that the brisa is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Because after all, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it's called the fulfillment of the tanai, even when you do less than giving the itzalus, you give the money. So over here as well, he would say it's called the fulfillment of the tanai, even when you do less than the 2 full years, you just do a single day within those years. And the Mishnah would be the Rabbanan who's more makel about a kiyumat tanai. And the third approach was Rava. Rava said kan b'stam, kan b'mefarish, that our Mishnah that said that you need 2 years was talking about where the husband just said stam, I want you to be meinik the child, and the brisa was talking about where he was mefarish explicitly that I want you to be meinik for yom echad, for a single day. So in the case of stam, that's where you're going to need the 18 months or the 2 years, but in the case of mefarish where he says explicitly that you only need to do 1 day, so then obviously 1 day would suffice. Rav Ashi disagrees with Rava. Rav Ashi amar kol stam nami ki mefarish yom echad. I mean, that's where we left off. Rav Ashi says, no, don't tell me that stam, that if you don't specify 1 day, that it automatically means 2 years or 18 months. Any case of stam where you don't specify is automatically considered to be kiyom echadami. It's considered to mean that you only mean really 1 day. So how's Rav Ashi going to deal with the stira between the Brisa and the Mishnah if it's not that the Mishnah is dealing with the case of stam? He obviously holds that saying the Mishnah is dealing with the case of stam won't help, because the case of stam you would still only require 1 day. So Rashi points out that he's not trying to deal with the Mishnah. Right? Rashi, Dibra Maskel, Rav Ashi Yamar says, Braisa b'stam, the kol stam kim farish yom echadami. Certainly Rav Ashi holds that the Braisa is talking about a case of stam, or can be talking about a case of stam, because every case of stam is as if you were mefarish yom echad, and that's why you only need yom echad according to the Braisa. And we'll get to how he deals with the Mishnah, but right now that's not his concern. Ravashi lav l'shnuyim esnisu b'raisa asa. He's not coming over here to try to answer this question. He's here to argue on Rava, who held that stam means sheishanim. So says the Gemara Vayter Tanan kami him inikasu sheishanim ribudimashman asu chodesh. So according to Rava, the Mishnah works out, because he said that the Mishnah is talking about a case of stam, and that's why you need 18 months and 24 months. But according to Ravashi, 1 day should be enough, even if it's only a case of stam. So Hachi Karmah, this is what the Mishnah means to say. It is telling you that 1 day is enough. The Mishnah means to say Yom Echad Mishtei Shanim Lafuke Lachash Tei Shanim Delow. Yom Echad Mishmon Asra Chodesh Lafuke Lachash Mon Asra Chodesh Delow. It means 1 day out of those 24 months, or 1 day out of those 18 months, as opposed to afterwards, where it won't be good.
Mace
Eino get. So if a guy makes it tonight that you have to be mishamish my father for 2 years, you have to be meinik my son for 2 years, and then the son dies, or the father says, I'm not interested in the shimush that's being offered, not because she upset him, he's just not interested in the shimush, so then the get is not going to be a valid get. So meaning it's not a fulfillment of the tanai, because bottom line, she wasn't meinik the child for 2 years, she did not take care of the father for 2 years. So says Gemara, Bishlam al Rava. So I understand very well, according to Rava, Reisha b'dlo parish, Seifa de parish. What's the difference between this case and the first case of the Mishnah? The Reisha of the Mishnah is very simple, that the Reisha was dealing with the case of Stam, where he didn't specify anything, that's why. If in the case of the ratio, when you didn't specify anything, if the child dies, it would be a good get. But this case is dealing with, you do specify. You say, I want 2 years worth of work, and that's why if the child dies, it's not going to be a good get, because you didn't get the 2 years worth of nursing that you're supposed to get. El Ravashi, but according to Ravashi, Mishnah Reisha, Mishnah Seifa. But according to Ravashi, who said that the Mishnah, even in the Reisha, only meant Yom Echad, so what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Why in the Seifa should it not be a valid get? Did he not supply him with 1 day? Meaning when we say Mesa Ben or Mesa Av, clearly, as Rashi says, El Ravashi da Amar Reisha de Masnisin Yom Echad Ka Amar. According to Rav Ashi, who understood the Reisha to be saying that you only need her to do 1 day, Al Karchach Mesa Ben Oha Avde Katani. Clearly, when the Mishnah adds in the twist that the son dies or the father dies, Kigon Shemes Veloni Kasu Klal. Clearly, it means that the person died before they got anything from the woman. Why then should it be a valid get if the woman did nothing? Meaning, obviously, it's talking about the woman did nothing. Not that the woman did something and then the person died, because if the woman did something then the person died, you got your Yom Echad, and Yom Echad is all you needed. So obviously we're talking about that the woman did nothing for the person. If the woman did nothing for the person, then why would it be a good get? How could that possibly be called a Kiyum HaTanai in Ravashi's view? So Kasha, so Gemara says, yeah, that's a difficulty. So we have a problem with Ravashi. Okay, says Gemara, Vaitatan Rabban, Hareze Gitei, a guy gives a get to his wife, almanas that she serves his father for 2 years, almanas that she nurses his child for 2 years, even if the tanai is never fulfilled, it is a good get. Because you don't have tanai kafel, and Rameir says, if a tanai is going to be valid, it needs to be a tanai kafel. So this brisa is telling us that without tanai kafel, Rameir would say that you forget about the tanai, as long as the maisa is still kayim, if he gave the get. So the get is given, and that's it, and you don't have to worry about the tanai. Now the Rashba over here asks that even if he was kofel the tanai, the way the Brisa sets up the tanai, what does he say? Hareze gitech amanasha tasham shiasaba, right? That the way he's phrasing it is problematic anyway, because he says hareze gitech, he says the maisa before the tanai, right? It's maisa kodem the tanai, not tanai kodem the maisa, and generally you need tanai kodem the maisa. So why are we focused on the tanai kofel issue over here? It's anyway problematic l'choladeos. So the Rashba explains that again, we've had many brises and mishnayos where the brise or mishnah is not precise in the wording of the tanai. Meaning, for instance, in our mishnah, we had the tanai mentioned without tanai kafel at all. But it could be that our mishnah is saying that you have tanai kafel; it's just not being precise in the wording of the tanai. So here as well, although we're focusing on the tanai kafel element, we're not trying to get the other details accurately portrayed in the Mishnah. It's understood that the other details are there, that he said it in such a way where he had all the other Mishpatei HaTanayim taken care of. The Torah's Gittin, however, is mitaretz based on the Shittas HaRambam. The Rambam writes that you don't need mishpatei atanayim with a tanai that's me'achshav. Any tanai that's chal me'achshav, you would not need the mishpatei atanayim. You wouldn't need all the rules of tanayim. That's why the Braisa doesn't mention, because this almanas is k'me'achshav dami. We're assuming like the day that almanas k'me'achshav dami, and therefore none of the mishpatei atanayim are needed. Aye, what about tanai kafel? That isn't that one of the mishpatei atanayim? And that's the whole subject of the Braisa. Obviously, Ramey are saying it is needed in a case of me'achshav. So he suggests that tanai kafel is not one of the classic mishpatei atanayim, because mishpatei atanayim mean things that are rules that only apply for in the laws of tanai. Tanai kafel is not an issue that's really related to tanai. It's really based on a larger issue of whether you say mechlal lav ato shemeya hein, mechlal hein ato shemeya lav. Meaning, why do I need tanai kafel? Because if I only say that if you do this get will be chal, do I have the right to assume that the opposite is also true? Do we say mechlal hein ato shemeya lav? That's a rule in everything, kalat arukula. That's not a rule that's limited to tanai. In general, do we say mechlal hein ato shemeya lav? So since that's a broader rule than just mishpatei atanayim, that won't be subject, the rule of tanai kafel is not going to be subject to the limitations of mishpatei atanayim. But the rest of the mishpatei atanayim, says the Rambam, won't apply in a tanai that is chal me'achshav. Maybe that's why the Braisa doesn't specifically point out that all the mishpatei atanayim are met over here. But anyway, without the tanai kafel, Rameir says you do not have a tanai. The chamram niskayim atanai, and the chum say that the tanai, if the tanai is fulfilled, hareza get, then it's a good get. Vim lavenu get, then if the tanai is not fulfilled, it's not a good get. Meaning the tanai is a binding tanai. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says to somebody, ein lecha tanai b'ksuvim she'eno kafel. There's no tanai in the psukim that's not a tanai kafel. So who's Rav Shimon Gamliel talking to? Who's he arguing on? What's his point? So there are two ways to understand him. Either he's talking to Rav Meir, or he's talking to the Rabbanon. If he's talking to Rav Meir, this is what he's telling Rav Meir. Ein lecha tanai b'ksuvim she'eno kafel, vavlu shnei k'suvim rabban ke'echad. That there's no tanai in k'suvim that's not a tanai kafel, and therefore, since every time it mentions a tanai, it always mentions a tanai kafel, all the cases serve to create a situation of shnei k'suvim rabban ke'echad. V'kol shnei k'suvim rabban ke'echad ein melamdin. And the rule is, whenever you have shnei k'suvim rabban ke'echad, whenever you have more than one pasuk teaching me a rule, we assume, when you have one pasuk teaching me a rule, so we assume mematzinu, that if it applies here, it applies to kol haTorah kula. Whenever you have more than one pasuk teaching me a rule, we assume that the exceptions are being listed in the Torah, but in any place where that rule is not written, the rule will not apply. And therefore, if every time it says tanai kafel, and every time it says it tanai, it always says tanai kafel, that means that's not the rule. That's the exception to the rule. But generally speaking, by tanai, you don't need tanai kafel. That's what Rabbi Gamliel is telling Rabbi Meir, that you should not need tanai kafel. If you look at Tosos, Hikshar Rabbeinu Al-Khan and Perak Omer, the Parach Mikrai Tuva, the Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, the Lobai Tanai Kafel, Lema Davi Beis Ksuvna Ban Kachad. In the Gemara Kiddushin, the Gemara goes on the attack on Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, who says that you don't need Tanai Kafel, and the Gemara keeps bringing more and more psukim that demonstrate that Tanai Kafel is needed. So why doesn't Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel give the simple answer? Yes, every pasuk you bring to prove to me that Tanai Kafel is needed is actually a further proof that Tanai Kafel is not needed. Because the more psukim you have that are saying the same thing, the greater likelihood is that it's only Shnei K'suvim Rabban Ke'echad. That all the Torah is doing is showing me all of the exceptions to the rule, not what the rule actually is. I mean, based on the svara used in our Gemara, that should have been the greatest defense. So V'yesh Lomer tells us three answers. V'yesh Lomer dahasam, ki gadami dahachad darabban kamil hu. Either the Gemara over there is assuming like the Ikadamri of what Rabbi Gamliel is saying over here, meaning that doesn't hold of this Svara, that if it says it five times in the Torah, that it's considered Shnei K'suvim Rabban Ke'echad. Had they asked about all the psukim together, then maybe he would have given that answer. But you have different prices that ask each one about a different different memras of the Amoraim, that each one asks about a different set of psukim. It was never presented to him in that way. That look at all of these psukim that seem to indicate that you need to tanai kafel. Had he been been approached with that, then Yerachanami, you would have said all of those psukim, that's Shnei Ksuvim Nabon Kechad. V'od, the Shaper Matzal Rabbi Chanin Megam Yol Hasam. And besides, he had other answers over there. He explained why each one was necessary over there. So since he had other answers, it wasn't necessary for him to rely on the Shnei Ksuvim Nabon Kechad issue. Okay, Ikeda Armin the Rabban Karmeluhu, and some say that, no, when Rav Shmuel Gamliel said that Ein Lecha Tanai B'Ksuvim Sheinu Kafel, he was dealing with the Rabbanan, he was addressing the Rabbanan, V'achi Karmeluhu, Ein Lecha Tanai B'Ksuvim Sheinu Kafel V'Gamrinan Minayu, that since there's no Tanai in Chumash that is not a Tanai Kafel, we can learn from them. We can use those as the source that you do need, that you do in fact need Tanai Kafel. So why do you, the Rabbanan, say that we don't need Tanai Kafel? If you look at Rashi, why can we learn from them? What about the Shnei Ksuvim Nabon Kechad issue? So says Rashi, well, Kulu Tzrichi, we made a Tzrichasa in the Gemara Kiddushin, why all of those different Pesukim are needed. So since we have a Tzrichasa, why they're, each one is needed in their place, we can use it as a Memetinu to derive from these different Pesukim that in general you do need Tanai Kafel. You cannot say that it's only Shnei Ksuvim Nabon Kechad. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi's reading of the Rashi's application of that Gemara in Kiddushin. Tosfos Dibramasa Lagamrin Minayu, Pirish Bekunchos Velav Vishnek Sunna Bam Kechad, the Kulu Matsuch Lurabi Chin Megam Leo Kiddushin, the Ein Nirla Harav Rabbi Elchanan. He says he doesn't think that the Tzrichasa in Kiddushin really helps us over here. Tahasim Lo Matsuch Lu El Demeshani Lu, Dein Mishum Echad Mehen Lilmod, Din Nibayi Tanai Kafel. Over there, the Gemara is not saying why, when you have all of these psukim to teach Tanai Kafel, why each one is telling me a new chiddush in Tanai Kafel. It's not a classic Tzrichasa. What it's doing over there is explaining that none of them really are sufficient to teach the din of Tanai Kafel. According to Rameir, who does use them as a source to teach Tanai Kafel, we don't have a Tzrichasa. The Tzrichasa is there to tell me that we shouldn't use those psukim to teach me Tanai Kafel. If you're going to use them to teach Tanai Kafel, we don't have a Tzrichasa. However, Tosa says there has to be some sort of Tzrichasa, but it's not the ones that's mentioned in the Gemara and Kiddushin. I mean, there has to be some way that the Gemara is assuming now, that Rav Shmuel Gamliel is assuming that we need the Torah to tell me all of these different places of Tanai Kafel. It's just that it's not the way it's presented in Kiddushin, because the way it's presented in Kiddushin is not trying to tell me why we need so many times to teach me Tanai Kafel. Adraba, in Kiddushin, is trying to tell me why none of them actually teach me Tanai Kafel. So says the Gemara, "Vayter min who are raising kitech amnashet shamshi asabish teishanim amnashet tnikias mnish teishanim meisa avo meisa ben eno get divra meir." We seem to have a direct stira in another brisa where it says if you give a get almanas that you mishamish the father for 2 years, that you nurse the son for 2 years, and then the father or the son dies, it's not a valid get, meaning the tanai is binding, and since the tanai was not met, the get is not valid. Divrei Meir, and that's from Meir's point of view, even though it never said a tanai kafel. The chacham mamra afal pi shalom niskay matanei hareiz a get, and the chacham say even though the Tanai is not fulfilled, it's a good get, making it sound that the Tanai is not binding. But the Chacham don't need Tanai Kafel, so why would the Tanai not be binding over here? Because the Rabbanan explained, we hold that the get is going to be Chal, the Tanai is not going to be binding, because she can say, look, you want me to serve your father, your father's dead, give him to me and I'll serve him. You want me to nurse your son, if you can bring him to me, I'll nurse him. But the point is, obviously they can't be brought because they're already dead. But either way, Kasha Drameir and Rameir, Kasha Drabanan and Drabanan, it's a stira both between Rameir and the Rabbanan, because Rameir required Tanai Kafel, yet over here, without the Tanai Kafel, he says that the Tanai is binding. The Rabbanan did not require Tanai Kafel, and yet over here, not having Tanai Kafel, they said that there is no Tanai at all, that the Tanai is not binding. So it says, Drameir, Drameir, lo Kasha. It's not a stira Rameir. Hasam del Kafel Tanai, Hacham del Kafel Tanai. Again, as we said many times, whenever the Tanaim mention a Tanai, just because they don't say it as a Tanai Kafel doesn't mean they're not dealing with a case of Tanai Kafel. In this Braisa, granted, it didn't spell out the whole Kfelus of the Tanai, but clearly it's talking about where he said it, Tanai Kafel. V'Rabbanan ad Rabbanan lo kashan, the Rabbanan is not a steer against themselves, because man chacham dahacha, Rav Shimon Gamliel, he damar kol hakav v'shein emena, harei ze get. The chacham of this Braisa is Rav Shimon Gamliel, who says that any time that the ikuv is not her fault, it's not coming from her, it's because the father died, the son died, or whatever, it's still going to be a valid get. He makes it tonight with his wife that this is going to be a good get, almanas, that you're mishamish my father for 2 years, and then he goes and he makes another tonight, he gives her the get and says, I'm making another tonight in the get, almanas, that you give me 200 zuz. So the second tonight is not mevatel the first tonight. Ratzim, meaning it's, we don't say that he changed his mind and he's not interested in the shemesh on his father anymore. Rather, what he's doing is giving her options. Ratzim mishamashto, ratzim nosenosel mesayim zuz. He's giving her options. You have to do one of two things. Either be mishamish my father for 2 years, or give Masayim Zuz. One or the other would be a fulfillment of Tanai. Avalam lo b'fnei shayim harezegitei chamanash shetitni li Masayim Zuz, v'chazavam lo b'fnei shayim harezegitei chamanash shetitni li gimel meil Zuz, b'itel divrei achronos harishon. But if initially he said it's going to be a good get almanas that you give 200 Zuz, and then he says that it's going to be a good get almanas that you give 300 Zuz, so clearly he's not giving her options that you can choose to give either 200 or 300, because that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean choose to give either 200 or 300? If you want 300, you want 300. So it's just quantity of the same item. When you're dealing with two totally separate options, you understand the idea of options. Over here, you're dealing with two different quantities. It doesn't make sense that options are given. So in that case, we say Bitel Divrei Achronos Rishon, that he changed his mind and he upped his price. He said that not previously I would have accepted 200 zuz. Now I'm only going to accept 300 zuz. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Just before that line, the Torah quotes from the Ramah, from the Reish Mem Hei, the Ramah, that if the husband, the same would be true if the husband's original tonight was that you give me 300 zuz, and then he changes it to say that you give 200 zuz. And in that case as well, we would assume that the second tonight is mevatel the first tonight. Beis Yosef asks, what's the chiddush? Meaning, of course, why would I have a havamina that in the reverse it wouldn't be true? Meaning, adraba, forget about why I would have the havamina. Even if let's say it's not true, let's say it's not mevatel, and the woman goes and she gives the guy 200 zuz, and he says, okay, that's fine, and he's mekabel the 200 zuz. So you don't think he has the right to be mochel the other 100? Meaning, wouldn't that be good enough anyway? So you have to figure out exactly what the chiddush of this line is. Perhaps when you come back with a smaller number, there's reason to think that you're saying, I want both. Right, not meaning we thought that there are only two options when he gives two tanaim, are either I'm giving you options, do one or the other, or I'm saying that only the second one matters. Maybe if he's coming back with a smaller number, he's saying that I want both. I decided that 300 is not enough. I want an additional 200. He's just adding to his original tanai. So that's the chiddush of the Ramah, where we don't assume that he's adding to the original tanai. When he comes back with a larger number, so it doesn't seem like he's adding to the original tanai any more than the difference between the larger and the smaller number. He's not saying I want the 200 plus the 300. He's saying instead of 200, I want 300. When he starts with 300, he says 200. Why would he come back with a lower number? There's a havamin at least to say that he's saying in addition to the 300, I want the 200. But either way, in this case, the Gemara goes on. It says, if he has two edim, one of them saw the tanai of the first tanai, one of them saw the second tanai, meaning two edim come to testify that there is a tanai on this get. Woman says, look, I'm divorced, I have a get. Husband says, what are you talking about? There's a tanai. And one aid says, yeah, I saw that he made a tanai for 200 zuz. And the other one says, yeah, I saw he made a tanai for 300 zuz. Those two edim can't be mitzarif. As far as we know, there's no tanai on this get. So, ilema seifa hare batel. So if it's talking about the case of the seifa, where the with the 200-300 says, well, anyway, we said that the first tonight was batel. Ella aresha, so it must be talking about the case of the resha, where it's this or that, where you have options. So it says mar pshita, it's obvious that you can't be mistarif the two of them. So mal de tema kol kiyum tonight mistarfin. I might think anything that's coming to tell me, since they're coming to tell me that there is a Tanai, anytime they're coming to tell me the same basic idea that there is a Tanai, it could be Mitzarif Kamash Mulan, that since they're really testifying about two different things, that they cannot be Mitzarif with each other. New Mishnah. Harezeg Yitechim Lo Basi Mikana Shloshim Yom. Guy says, this is your get if I don't come between now and 30 days, Vayaholich Mehuda L'Galil, and the guy was traveling from Yehuda to Galil, he gil Antipras, V'chazar, he gets to Antipras and he comes right back, Batel Tanai is Batel. So where is Antipras? What are we talking about over here? So Rashi says, tells us what we're supposed to think. Now the Gemara is going to change what we're supposed to think, but Rashi at least gives us pshat in what the Mishnah is talking about now. Says Rashi, Kolomer v'shuvenu kasha l'garishbo. What's Batel? The get is Batel, meaning that get, that exact document, can never be used again to divorce with. V'afilu chazav ha'alach l'galil v'nishtar shloshim yom, enu get. Even if he goes back to Galil and he stays there for 30 days, at this point, it's not going to be a good get to Antipras, because we're assuming Antipras is in the Galil. It's the first town in the Galil. He originally made the Tanai that if I go to Galil and stay for 30 days, he went to Galil and turned right around, because he got to Antipras, so he got to the Galil and he turned right around. So he was Mevatel the get, because he got to the Galil. But if he never got to Galil, he only went halfway and he never got there, and he comes back, and then at some later date he goes to the Galil and he waits for 30 days, then it would be a good get, because the first time he went to Galil, he waited for 30 days. The 30-day time period only kicks in, the clock only starts running when he gets to Galil. And he only goes, the first time he goes, that's when the clock starts to tick. But the next case in the Mishnah, Rezik, Tekim Lobasim Mikanach Shloshim Yom, guy says this should be a good get. If I don't come back within 30 days, Vayaholich Megalil Yehuda, and he was going from Galil to Yehuda, Vigil Kfar Sinai, and he gets to Kfar Sinai, which again, for our purposes, we're going to assume is in Yehuda, the Chazar, and then he comes back, Batel Tano, the Tanai is Batel, and Mela, the Get is Batel. The Get's never going to be able to be used again, because he got to Yehuda, and he did not wait there for 30 days. Harezi Gitechel Nobasim Mikan Vashal Shem Yom, if a guy says this can be a good, this should be a good get if I don't come back within 30 days, Vayaholich Medina Siam, and he was going to Medina Siam, Vigil. And he got to Akko, v'chazer, and he came back, batel tano. So again, we're assuming Akko is in Medina Siam. So he comes back, the Tanai is going to be batel for the same reason we just said. So all three cases are identical. He gets to the place where he's supposed to get to, but he doesn't wait in that place for the allotted period of time. Mele is not Mekayim the Tanai, and the get is going to be batel because the Tanai is never able to be fulfilled. He always, what he always meant with the 30 days was, my first trip there will have to be 30 days. A guy says this should be a good get, as long as I stay away from you for 30 days. And he keeps on coming back. He never stays away for a full 30 days. He keeps coming back and forth. Since he never was nisyachid with her when he came back, it is considered a good get. It's called the kiyum atanai. Staying away means staying away from having yichud with her, staying away from being alone with her. So even though he's holich ba, he keeps on coming back, the get is still going to be valid. So, frek the Gemara, the locations we mentioned in the Mishnah seem to be a little bit off. Right? We mentioned three locations in the Mishnah. We mentioned Antipras at the beginning of the Mishnah. We mentioned Kfar Osnai, and we mentioned Akko. And we assumed that Antipras is Galil, Kfar Osnai is Yehuda, and Akko is Medina Siam. So says Gemara, Lememer da Antipras be Galil Havakaima, is Antipras really in the Galil? Reminhi, Antipras be Yehuda Kfar Sinai be Galil. It says Antipras is in Yehuda and Kfar Sinai is in the Galil. Ben Atayim, Atilu Salachum, Ramagrashas, Eina Magrashas. If he gets anywhere in between the two, so it's a Suffolk, and we treat it Lachumra, we consider it to be a Suffolk Brusha. So Amar Abayi, Tre Tanai Kamar, Kamala. No, he actually made a double tanai in our Mishnah. We totally misunderstood the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where he made a double tanai as follows. If I get to the Galil, it should be again immediately. Meaning, the tanai number one is if I get to the Galil, there's no time period, there's no clock. Once I hit Galil, period. Tonight fulfilled, get done. Or, even if I never get to Galil, but I stay away for 30 days, that should also be good enough tonight. That should also be good enough to make the get, to put the get into effect. So what's the Mishnah say? He gil Antipras, he gets to Antipras for Chazar, and he comes right back. And so therefore he didn't fulfill any of his tanais. He didn't get to the Galil, because Antipras, you're right, is not in the Galil, nor did he wait for 30 days, nor did he stay on the road for 30 days. Batal tanai. So in that case, his tanai is going to be batal. And the tanai is going to be absolutely batal. Next case in the mission, guy says, this should be your get if I don't come back from Yehuda within 30 days. And we said that he gets to Acho, so we assume that Acho was the first town in Yehuda. So I'm sorry, the Medina Siam case. He said, if I don't come back from Medina Siam, and this was the third case. And he gets to Acho, and we said that we assume Acho is called Medina Siam. Do you think Akko was in Medina Siam? But didn't Rav Safra teach that when the Rabbanan would separate from each other, they would always do so in Akko because they knew that they weren't allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, so they would, it's also to leave Eretz Yisrael to go into Chutz La'aretz. So that's why they would say their goodbyes in Akko, because it was the last town in Eretz Yisrael. Don't you see? It's not Medina Siam. So Rabbi Trey Tanai Karmala. Again, we misunderstood. There's really a double Tanai in place. Number one, the Tanai is, if I go to Medina Siam, immediately the get Shvichal. And number two, if I stay away for 30 days, even if I never go to Medina Siam, if I just stay away on the road for 30 days, the get Shvichal. Our Mishnah is saying, if he gets to Akko, and that's as far as he goes, and then he comes back immediately, he fulfilled neither of the Tanayim. The Lola Medina Siam Mata, he didn't get to Medina Siam because Akko is not Medina Siam. And he did not wait on the road for 30 days. So Batal, Tanay is Tanay is going to be Batal in that case. Now the Rishonim at the beginning of Masech Tandav Beis suggest that Akko is half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz La'aretz. What is, if that's the case, though, they have to deal with the problem of our Gemara. Why didn't our Gemara just answer the question that way? Right? The Gemara says that Akko is... how can you say Akko is Medina Siam? You see, that's where the Rabbanan would say goodbye to each other. And it would fit really... And it would fit very nicely. They would say goodbye to each other because in the Eretz Yisrael, the side of Akko, and the Mishnah is talking about Higiel, our Mishnah, when it says Higiel Akko means Medina Siam. So I saw that the... I forgot which Rishonim, but they explain that no, our Mishnah can't be talking about that they got all the way to the Medina Siam side of Akko, because even if it is split between Eretz Yisrael and Medina Siam, our Mishnah said Higia LaAkko. We're talking about someone who starts in Eretz Yisrael and is going to Medina Siam, and says if he's Higia LaAkko, Higia implies that he got to the edge of Akko, that he just got there. If he just got there and he's coming Mikivun Eretz Yisrael, he's coming from the direction of Eretz Yisrael, then that means he's in the Eretz Yisrael side. It wouldn't mean that he already got to the Bavel side of Akko. But so that's why the Gemara can't go with that answer. Alternatively, it could be that once we explain the Reisha is talking about a double Tanai, that the Seifa, for symmetry purposes, would make a lot of sense to be referring to a double Tanai. So even if we could have had the answer that Akko is half an Israel, half a Chutz La'aretz, once we're explaining half of the Mishnah to be talking about a double Tanai, it makes sense to explain the rest of it to be talking about a double Tanai. Just quickly on this issue of leaving Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanan were saying their goodbyes to each other. So obviously, some rabbis were leaving Eretz Yisrael, so it's a little bit strange. So Rashi says, no, there's a big difference. The rabbis who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're never allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. The rabbis who came from Chutz La'aretz to learn in Eretz Yisrael, they are allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So it's a little bit troubling. I'm not sure why that should be the case. Meaning, if there is this halacha that once you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave. So apparently, the halacha is not that once you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave. The halacha is if you're koveya atzmo in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave. That's in fact the lashon of the Rambam in Perek Hay Alachatess of Hilchos Melachim, that if lo kava atzmo sham, if a person was not koveya himself, then there is no issur to leave. Okay. The question is, would this apply to issues of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios as well? Meaning, would the two be tali in each other? Right. Sometimes a person wants to label themselves as a Ben Eretz Yisrael. I know certain people label themselves as a Ben Eretz Yisrael, but have been here for in America for years. Well, if they're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, they're probably not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael if they're really considered Ben Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but anyway, Harezi Yiteich Kolzman She'evar. A guy says this should be a good get. Kolzman that I stay away from you for a certain amount of time, and then he keeps on coming back. So we say it's good enough. It's considered like he stayed away. So frankly, more of a halo avar, but he didn't stay away. He keeps on coming back. So Amar Rav Huna my panecha tashmish. No, the tonight wasn't that he'll stay away. He won't see her. The tonight was that he won't have tashmish with her. Panecha means tashmish. Why do we call it penechel? It's just a nicer way of speaking, more refined way of speaking. We don't want to speak in such crass terms. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it means that he's not going to see her. Mikatani arezim mugureshes? The Mishnah doesn't say that the tenai is automatically fulfilled and therefore she's mugureshes, that the divorce is chal. Hareze get katani. It just says hareze get. Delo havi get yashan, meaning to say that it's not a get yashan. Uluchi malut flasin yomi havigita, meaning the document is still a valid document. And therefore, if he does stay away for 30 days at any point, the get will still be a good get. That's all it means to say, but not that they're actually divorced. Tani kava says Rabbi Yochanan, Reza gitei chalzman shavar mikneka menecha shloshim yom, vayolich ba cholich ba, so far it sounds the same as the Mishnah, hol v'lo nesiachin ima ha-reza get, since he was not alone with her, it is a good get, ula get yashan in choshin shari lo nesiachin ima, and we're not choshish for get yashan. So that's the part of the Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that it makes it clear that the issue is one of get yashan, that the get can still work in the future, but not that it has already worked. Why aren't we worried that maybe he was Mephiaser, maybe he did come back and he was Mephiaser and he slept with her, right? Maybe when he came back he somehow quieted down whatever machlokas they had, he had yichud with her, and then afterwards he's going to come soon and he's going to complain, what are you talking about, it's a get, I was Mephiaser in between. The case is where he says that she's Ne'emenes to say that I never came back. Some have that line taught in relation to our Mishnah, where we say if the guy says, "May Akshav, if I don't come back, the get should be Chal, May Akshav, if I don't come back within 12 months, and the guy dies within 12 months, Hareza get, the get is going to be Chal, because you know he ain't coming back. So some have this whole conversation over there, where we then ask on that, what do you mean? Maybe he was Mephiaser. How do you know he wasn't Mephiaser before he died? No, we make an ukimta where he said that she's ne'emenes to always say that he did not come back. So, if you're going to have to make that ukimta on the Mishnah where he said that she's ne'emenes to say I didn't come back, where we don't even know if he did come back to town at all, if he ever had any contact with her at all, so then for sure you're going to need to make that ukimta in the Braisa where we know he did come back to town, we just don't know if he had yichud with her. For sure you're going to need to make that ukimta where she said ne'emenes, where he said rather that she's ne'emenes that he didn't come back. The one who makes that ukimta on the Braisa where he says ne'emenes would only make it on the Braisa, but in the Mishnah wouldn't be necessary to make that ukimta, because as far as we know the guy never came back. Why would we be choshesh for pius if as far as we know the guy never even arrived in town? Okay, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll make up some ground, hopefully.